Homeward is committed to partnering with parents and equipping you with the resources you need to raise your kids to become responsible adults. And Steadfast Companies, a leading real estate investment company, is proud to partner with Homeward to bring you the following podcast presentation.
Well, I don't know what to say.
We've got to work on our communication.
I'm Jim Burns. Well, when I'm talking with a couple, one of the most common complaints I hear from the wife is that her husband won't tell her how he's feeling. Well, I usually respond by assuring her there's a good reason for that. And the reason is, he's a guy. Well, you don't have to be a psychologist to know that men and women are different. And we definitely have different styles of communication. Women tend to be more open and expressive and in touch with their emotions, while guys have a tendency to just shrug their shoulders and, well, nod occasionally. Now, I'm exaggerating a bit, but you know what I mean. But beneath that tough exterior, many men harbor feelings of insecurity and doubt. And that's what author Shanti Feldhahn discovered when she began doing research on the inner lives of men. Well, it's going to be a very interesting program today. That's next, right here on Homeward. Stay with us.
From the studios at the Homeward Center for Youth and Family on the campus of Azusa Pacific University, welcome to Homeward with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns. I'm Roger Marsh, as you can tell from the intro. It's going to be a great conversation today because Jim Burns is going to be talking with Shanti Feldhahn. Shanti is the author of the book For Women Only, which is what we'll be talking about today. This is a program that we recorded a couple years ago when the book first came out. And the research that went into putting this book together is fascinating. Guys actually had a chance to speak into the lives of women about what they really thought about male-female relationships, and the response was overwhelming, especially among the women. So without further ado, let's get to it. Here's part one of today's program, Dr. Jim Burns here on Homeward.
Welcome to Homeward. I'm Jim Burns. Today, Shanti Feldhahn is with us. We're talking about what guys wish women knew about men. It's a very important subject, and she has a great new book called For Women Only, What You Need to Know About the Inner Lives of Men. And I read this book yesterday. I read the entire book word for word. Shanti, it's a privilege to have you with us.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, you are a former Wall Street analyst. You have a master's degree from Harvard, author, nationally syndicated columnist for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. You live in Atlanta with your husband, Jeff, and your two young children. And yet, we're talking about the inner lives of men. How did you discover that you even need to learn more about the inner lives of men?
I know, people are always like, is this what they're teaching in graduate school these days? Yeah, you know, honestly, I just stumbled across it. I wish I could say that I set out on this road with the idea of becoming an expert, but I really did stumble on it. It started actually with the research for the last novel that I wrote. One of my main characters was a guy, and you really realize as a woman how little you understand about how guys really think when you have to write their thoughts. And I realized, you know, I had no idea what a male character would be thinking in a given situation. So that's really what started all the research. I started a ton of interviews with people, and pretty soon, you know, I'm describing these scenes to people, to the guys behind the counter at Starbucks, and saying, okay, here's my scene. What would you be thinking in this situation? And I found stuff that was so fascinating, and it was also really, really surprising, and that's really when I knew it couldn't just stop with a novel, that I had to put it in its own book. So that's how it started.
Well, one of the things that you said in your book at the beginning is you said that you were surprised that you were so surprised. Well,
yeah.
What surprised you about us men?
Yeah, well, you know what? Honestly, here's the thing. I'd been married when all this had been happening. I'd already been married at about 10 years at that point. And so you kind of think there wouldn't be anything that would be a huge surprise, and yet the things that I was hearing were truly a huge surprise, and they were really fundamental. Like, for example, to find out that where I, as a wife, most wanted to know that my husband, Jeff, loved me, and that's really what lights me up, that if it were up to Jeff, like most guys, he would actually, if he had to, he would actually choose to give up feeling that I loved him if he could just feel that I respected him and that I trusted him. And that feeling that, you know, a guy's wife respects him and believes in him and trusts him, admires him. All of those things are more important to the average husband than feeling that his wife loves him.
And in many ways, when you respect your husbands, that is a form of loving them, isn't it?
Well, certainly for you guys, it certainly seems to be, because it appears like men can't feel loved without that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that makes so much sense. And obviously in Ephesians, it says, husbands, love your wives. Wives, respect your husbands. And so even scripturally, that's something that the Lord apparently knew long before you were doing the survey.
Well, you know, the funny thing is that, you know, that passage in Ephesians on marriage, a lot of us have read that over and over. You know, we're probably relatively familiar with it. And I don't know why, but I'd seen wives respect your husbands, but I had never really realized that that's the only thing we're told. It never says, wives, love your husbands, because God knows we'll do that naturally. We're good at that. We're good at showing him that we love him, but that's not what he most needs. And so we really, for most of us women, it takes a real reevaluation and understanding how to show the respect that our husband needs.
Well, you talk about some revelations right at the beginning of your book, and then you walk through those revelations. And I want to walk through each one, but I first want you to kind of do an overview. What were some of those seven revelations that you learned from doing this incredible survey of men?
Well, the first one we've mentioned, that men need to feel that their wife respects them even more than that she loves them. The next one is actually that you guys look really confident in yourselves, but secretly on the inside, you really are quite insecure and vulnerable and doubting whether you know what you're doing. And another one that we all kind of know on the surface is that men really want to be a provider, but it's not a matter of wanting to. It's really having to. And it's this burden and this compulsion that goes so deep into a guy's heart that even if his wife made more than enough money to support the family, it wouldn't make any difference to the guy's feeling that it is my job to provide. The next one is also one we have to cover in any book on men, which is how they feel about sex.
Right.
Because we women, we tend to think of that as a physical need. And instead, what I heard from men all over the country was really that it was this huge emotional need that they couldn't get it met any other way. And it's the need that every man has to feel that his wife desires him. And that gives a guy a sense of confidence and a sense of well-being in the rest of his life. Another one that's actually kind of encouraging is that I think our culture kind of portrays you guys as being sort of unromantic clods. And no matter what we think, I was shocked to learn that most men, the vast majority, when it comes to themselves, what they want for themselves, they really do want romance with their wives. They just kind of don't know how to go about it or doubt they can succeed.
In many ways, it goes back to that idea that you're talking about men are insecure.
Yeah, very much so.
Right,
very much so. And the last one is that it shouldn't really be a surprise, but it kind of is to us women to find out that the effort that we make to take care of ourselves for our husband is actually a huge thing to him, as sort of it makes him feel cared for when we take care of ourselves. So those things, many of those things, are things that maybe we knew on the surface, but we really had no idea what it looked like in practice.
Well, it's very fascinating, and it's very courageous, especially that last one's very courageous in terms of some of your comments. Now, I have a friend named Andy Stanley, who's the pastor, as you well know, of a 14,000-member-plus church in Atlanta. He loved your material so much that he actually ordered 7,000 copies of your book to pass out to every woman in his congregation. I mean, why did he do that? That cost him a lot of money.
It did. But, you know, honestly, it was so wonderful to see. We actually, it wasn't just that he handed them out. He actually asked me to come in, and he actually started a whole new trend that a lot of churches have copied since, of where the pastor invites me in, like Andy did on a Sunday morning, and will actually interview me on stage as the sermon time. And originally when Andy suggested doing that, I thought, well, you know, it's a message for women, and this will be for the whole congregation. And he said, oh, no. This is so important for men and women to hear, because it'll give us a common language to talk about this stuff. And that's really why he did it. And it really, truly was so powerful. And so many pastors have done that since.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. Again, your message is powerful. We're going to take a break. We're with Shanti Feldhahn. We're talking about what guys wish women knew about them. She has a great book. It's a bestseller. It's called For Women Only, What You Need to Know About the Inner Lives of Men. But as I said, I read this book and got a whole lot out of it. And since I have three daughters and a wonderful wife, this book will now be passed to the Burns family. Shanti will be right back. Don't go away. More to come on Homeward. I'm Jim Burns.
Good conversation today here on the Homeward Broadcast. So glad that you are a part of it. You're listening to parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns and his conversation with Shanti Feldhahn, author of the book For Women Only. And we're talking about A Woman's Guide to the Mind of a Man. This is actually part three in a four-part series that began a couple programs ago with Jeff and Shanti Feldhahn, husband and wife team, talking about A Man's Guide to the Heart of a Woman, and now continuing on with Shanti and discussing this Woman's Guide to the Mind of a Man. The books For Women Only and For Men Only are books that Dr. Jim Burns highly recommends, and if you'd like more information on those, you can visit our online resource center today at homeward.com. While you're there, also check out the books that Dr. Jim Burns has written about marriage, in particular, Creating an Intimate Marriage, and also the devotional book, Closer, that he wrote with his wife, Kathy. If you are a married couple that has not found a devotional book that seems to work for you, Closer is the book that will work for you, and you can order any of Jim Burns' books directly from our online resource center, and a portion of the proceeds go to benefit our ministry, too. Check us out at homeward.com.
I'm Jim Burns, and for our Homeward Snapshot, I want to talk about six keys to a better marriage today. Joining me here in studio are Bill and Debbie Davis.
Hello.
Hi, Jim.
Okay, Bill and Debbie, when was the last time the two of you had a date night?
A date night?
We don't date, Jim. We're married.
Right, okay. Well, next question. When was the last time you took a vacation together, just the two of you?
Oh, come on, Jim. Is it really that important? I mean, you know, we're both so busy with work and the kids. Who has time for that stuff?
Well, I think it's very important, and every marriage needs some one-on-one nourishment to stay healthy.
And now that you mention it, there is that really cute bed and breakfast that I've always wanted to go to.
There is? I didn't even know.
Well, I guess we never really talked about it much.
But you're talking now, and that's the main thing. And don't forget saying those three little words that are so powerful in a marriage.
Dinner was great?
No, silly. I love you.
Oh, well, I love you too.
This marriage is looking better already, and if you'd like my free tip sheet called Six Keys to a Better Marriage today, go to homeward.com. I'm Jim Burns.
Welcome back to Homeward. I'm Jim Burns. Today we're talking about what guys wish women knew about men. And this is just a great conversation. Shanti Feldhahn is with us. She's written that great book called For Women Only, What You Need to Know About the Inner Lives of Men. It's one of these runaway bestsellers. And I think it's because she's talking about real life, great practical input. Now, there are some revelations that she learned. She'd been married for many years to Jeff, but she was still kind of learning through this process of doing a survey. It was because she was writing a novel and said, I need to get more information on what this man would be like. And it turns into a book besides a great novel. Now, Shanti, when we last left off, we were talking about just kind of how this has been such an attraction to so many people. Well, one of the revelations that I think is fascinating, we just touched on it at the beginning, but now I want to kind of unpack each one, was basically you said men would rather feel alone or unloved or inadequate and disrespected. Were you surprised that men chose that they would rather be unloved than disrespected?
I was honestly shocked because, seriously, I had actually seen this for the first time back when I was in my early 20s. I was probably in the very first church retreat I'd ever been on, and the retreat speaker did this exact thing. And this is, by the way, kind of a fun party trick if anybody ever wants to try it, where he put the men and the women on two different sides of the room, and he asked that question, you know, and he said, okay, who here would rather feel, if you had to make a bad choice, you know, between two bad things, right, would you rather feel alone and unloved, or would you rather feel inadequate and disrespected? And, you know, most of us women are thinking, okay, yeah, bad choice, but, I mean, really, it's not much of a choice. No one's going to want to feel alone and unloved. Well, every man in the room raised his hands. And we realized, oh, my goodness, we really are just wired so differently. So that was one of the things that gave me a clue early on.
It seems as a man, I think, what I love from Kathy is when she says something positive about me, when she affirms me, when she does show respect. To me, that's a way of showing love.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing is that we women, this shouldn't be a surprise, honestly. It really shouldn't. But I think our culture is so love-dominated that we have these weird ideas that have sort of worked their way in there. Like, for example, we've come to this idea that love is good, love is important, and it's supposed to be unconditional, but respect has to be earned. And, you know, that's a very popular idea. I would have agreed with it before I had sort of really gotten into this research, and I realized, you know, wait a second. If it's true that a guy's deepest need is to feel that his wife respects him, then only respecting him when he's earned it that day would be as devastating for him as it would be for me as a wife if my husband only loved me when I was lovable that day. And we women have to completely revise our thinking that respect in marriage has to be earned, because really the Bible says that our husbands deserve respect just for who they are, whether or not they've made some mistakes.
Now, it's fascinating when you talk about respect. Obviously, the opposite is disrespect. It's kind of a barometer that you talk about in your book. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that you say is that anger is often a man's response to feeling disrespected. Anger. Is that common as you were kind of doing this study? Was that a common thing that you learned?
Almost everybody. I think it was about 81%, something like that, 85% of the guys. And this is a really helpful learning tool for women, by the way, because we often do respect our man. And we just don't realize when we're showing the opposite. It's a helpful learning tool for us to see when he's interpreting something as disrespect. And for almost every man, if they get angry, it's usually that we have done or said something that they are interpreting as, he just does not respect me, she doesn't trust me. That makes a man angry. Whereas if we're in the middle of a conflict, we women, what most pains us and hurts us, might cause us to cry, is the feeling unloved. And so that's a real helpful learning tool, is that distinction. And so it was the next time my husband sort of, we were in the middle of a discussion and he shut down and walked away, I was like, oh my goodness, I realized I had just done something that had made him feel that I didn't respect him. It's really helpful for us to be able to stop, think what it was, and not do it again.
You know, I've just finished a book called Creating an Intimate Marriage, and so Kathy and I've laughed many times as I'm writing this intimate marriage book, and Kathy and I are, you know, having a conversation. I said, right, you know, can we talk about intimacy later, because I'm writing this book, you know, kind of thing. But one of the things that we had a conversation about was that when Kathy says something about my parenting, because I write parent books and because we have our program, if she'll say, you know, I don't really think you did a very good job with the girls in this particular situation, it tears me apart. And she says, no, I'm just critiquing. I mean, I think you're a great dad. I think you're doing just fine. But my goodness, I you're not perfect. So I'm just critiquing. And to me, it is a stab at the biggest wound I have, just putting the knife in my heart and squeezing. But she doesn't see it as that. And yet I see it as almost a disrespect. And yet, at the same time, you have to be able to critique one another.
Yeah.
How do you do that in a healthy way?
Well, you know, here's the thing, honestly, that it came down to that I realized is that it really wasn't, for many of us women, it really wasn't so much that it was what we were saying, but how we were saying it. Because obviously, if you're in a marriage, I mean, you've got to be able to be as equal before God, to be able to bring things up and to be able to ask questions if you need to. The thing that I realized is, well, first of all, there are plenty of times that I really should have been able to just trust my husband. He's not an idiot. You know, if I stop and think about it, he has good judgment. Why do I automatically question him, you know? but secondly, if there were things that after I'd thought about it and said, okay, he's a smart guy, I know he has a reason for doing this, even if it's a little confusing to me, it's more of a matter of figuring out how to approach it so that, again, it doesn't step on the thing that is the most important to him, which is feeling respected. So, for example, instead of always just holding my tongue, which I might need to do sometimes it's just a matter of saying, you know, honey, I know that you had a reason for this, but I'm really confused. Can you help me understand what it is?
Yeah.
And that makes all the difference.
And, you know, you had a phrase there that I thought was so good, even in the midst of conflict. You said, a man's heart is powerfully touched by a few words. I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
And in many ways, that is a way to respect, even in the midst of disagreeing. I mean, it's okay to disagree, but to show that you're proud of them, you know, really does make a difference. It melts a man's heart.
You say that better than I ever could. and honestly, it really helps women to hear that from a man.
Yeah.
Because it truly is something that is, I hate to say it, it is kind of foreign to us. We don't realize how important that is.
Right. We'll say it to our kids. It's easier to say to our children, hey, I'm really proud of you today. That's a beautiful picture you made or whatever. But we don't take the time sometimes to say it to either spouse in many ways.
Well, we women, we just don't realize how important it is to you. Because again, we're just not built the same way. We're most touched usually by hearing, honey, I love you so much. And so we're good at saying that. We'll go to our husband and say, honey, I love you so much. And that's good. You know, that's nice. But I had so many guys say, you know what? If I never heard my wife say I love you for the rest of my life, I could probably get by, but there's no way I'd be able to go the rest of my life without hearing that my wife is proud of me.
Wow, that is a very powerful statement. I think we have a lot of women listening today to Homeward who probably could say that tonight and watch a change in their relationship.
Yeah.
One of the other revelations that you talk about is that men feel oftentimes like imposters. I mean, they are insecure. You talked about this at the beginning of the program. They're insecure about their inadequacies being discovered. I mean, performance is a big deal to men, isn't it?
It is, and we women don't quite get what that exactly means. We've probably heard that, but what I hadn't realized is because you guys often look really confident in yourself, I had no idea that behind that confidence, really most guys are kind of walking around much of the day thinking, I'm not sure that I know exactly what I'm doing, and I hope nobody finds out. And that if that's true, if you men really do have some vulnerabilities and insecurities that we didn't know that you had, it's a huge opportunity for us as wives to look for all of those chances to actively build our man up. And wow, what a way to make him feel loved if he secretly is really questioning himself all the time.
And I think it's important for, you made a comment in your book where you said the idea of someone thinking he can't cut it is humiliating. And a feeling every man wants to avoid at all costs. And there are a lot of men who don't want you to know how they're afraid that they aren't cutting it. And
yeah,
so there's
a lot
of fear.
Honestly, and I will tell, you know, some of the women listening to this that I have had many men tell me after they've read the book or after maybe their wife has read the book and has started to talk to them about it, some guys respond just, oh my goodness, I'm so glad that she might be able to understand me. But some guys at the beginning get a little defensive, like, you know, who's she been talking to?
Right.
You know, how is this person reading my mail? You know,
right,
and it's
right.
kind of a vulnerable, uncomfortable
sure.
feeling sometimes because they have learned not over the years to not open themselves up because they don't want to get hurt. And it's a really neat thing for a guy when he realizes that his wife finally gets it and that she's a safe place for him to be able to be vulnerable and that she's not going to be taking, you know, his vulnerability and taking advantage of it and tearing him down, but that she's going to be looking for ways to build him up. It's a really neat thing once we women realize how important that is.
Well, great phrase, a safe place. And I think we need to be safe places for our spouses. One of the things we were talking about is men are insecure. And you, one of your suggestions was you said, affirm him. I mean, affirmation is everything. I think it was Mark Twain who said, I could live 2 months on one good compliment. Why is affirmation so important to men?
Well, you know, so many guys say that it's actually that feeling of insecurity about whether they know what they're doing is actually worse at home. And on the survey, I was shocked to find out that most men actively felt unappreciated at home. They just didn't sense that sense of affirmation or appreciation from the woman who knew them the best in the world. And that is so critical for us to realize, you know, if a guy really is kind of looking around and wondering, do I know what I'm doing? Am I doing okay? Then here's the person who knows him better than anybody else in the world. And so many guys said, you know what, if she thinks that I can do it, I know I can. It just somehow never occurs to us how critical it is to our men, because they don't look like they need it, but they really do.
Boy, so many times, that's exactly the story with us men. Shanti, time has gone by so fast. I've got to ask you to come back next time so we can continue talking about these revelations. Can you come back?
Absolutely.
Great.
Boy, and that's so true. These are revelations that we're discussing on today's edition of the Homeward Broadcast. You've been listening to parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns in an interview he recorded a couple of years ago with Shanti Feldhahn, author of the book For Women Only, and we're talking about A Woman's Guide to the Mind of a Man. If you'd like more information on that book or any of the books that Shanti has written, for men only, for women only, for parents only, for young men only, for young women only, visit our online resource center today at homeward.com. And thanks so much for your prayers and faithful financial support. Especially at this time of year, we're getting ready to set budgets for next year. Homeward does have an affiliation with Azusa Pacific University, but this Homeward broadcast that you listen to is completely listener-supported. So we rely on your prayers and faithful financial support. Your gift of $100 or $500, even $1,000 right now goes a long way. And you can give that gift online through our secure website at homeward.com. Now for Dr. Jim Burns, our engineer Ben Camp, and the rest of the staff, I'm Roger Marsh. Thanks so much for listening. Be sure to join us again next time right here for another edition of Homeward. Homeward with Jim Burns is a production of the Homeward Center for Youth and Family at Azusa Pacific University.